Joining us now is Upperman Bees head coach Bobby McWilliams. Coach, your guys looked as tough as I think they've looked all season last night in a 77-41 win over DeKalb. I feel like there's a lot to like, but what stuck out to you the most?
Well, I think that we're starting to develop a little bit of, I guess, consistency or gain some identity. I felt like, you know, up until this point, we've been, you know, we've had so many different lineups that's been in and out, and kids been sick or hurt or injured and all that kind of stuff. You know, I just felt like we're starting to kind of get a better understanding offensively of things we want to do. And we shot the ball. We're shooting the ball, you know, a little better than we did earlier in the year. Earlier in the year, we didn't shoot as good as we thought we would. We felt like going into the season, this may be our best shooting team we've had, you know, maybe ever here at Upperman across the board. And we have not done that to this point. But starting to get a little better at that. I think defensively as well, we're starting to understand what we need to be doing on that end as well. So just good to see the kids come out and play with a lot of energy on the road and, you know, get a win.
One player that really stuck out to me because of his energy was A.J. Nash. And he really seems to be that guy that he might not score 20 points, he might not grab 15 rebounds, but he's always around the ball, and he provides a high level of energy that any team could really benefit from.
Sure. I mean, A.J.'s a really good player. He's trying to find his way and adapt to the speed of the, you know, the varsity level game. And he's doing that very well. He's put a lot of emphasis on trying to get better defensively, and he's getting there. But you know, offensively, I think he's always been, you know, a top level kid. He can shoot it with the best of anybody, and I'll put him up against anybody anywhere. He's a great passer. He understands the game really well. And now that his defense is starting to come around and he's having a better understanding of, you know, rotations and things of that nature, it's really, really been a huge, huge shot in the arm for us, little booster, just being able to have that consistency coming off the bench. And I'm happy to see him just start getting going in the right direction for sure.
Another thing I really noticed, and I feel like this is something that you've helped build here, is just the way the starters cheered on the guys at the end of the game. You know, when you're able to get some guys in there that maybe don't play a lot, you know, there seemed like there was a lot of energy still, even in a game that the outcome was pretty much decided at that point. But these guys are still into it. They're supporting these guys. They're screaming and cheering for them. It's a togetherness that I feel like winning cultures build better than anything else. But it's also because these guys enjoy playing with each other and they've played together for so long.
They do. You know, this group of kids are the most selfless kids that I've probably coached collectively as a whole. I mean, from player one to player 15, these guys, they give everything they can for their team. You know, we've got several guys in our lineup that could average 20 or more. And because the way our team's built and who all, you know, is on our team and then the way we play, they don't have to do that. They realize that and they understand that. But also too, you know, a good thing about these older guys is they appreciate the young guys that come to work every day in practice and give everything they have, trying to compete and make them better. And they understand that's part of the process. And they appreciate those guys because, you know, if you don't have competition in practice, you're not getting better. And our older guys understand that. So the younger guys are important to them. And I've been very fortunate since I've been here that it's kind of been that way most of the years that we've had a good understanding of that concept. And our older guys have taken care of our younger guys, and that's what we want to continue doing.
Coach, I feel like I shouldn't be surprised by anything Colin Gore does anymore. I feel like I shouldn't be surprised whenever he has a big game or whenever he plays really well. But just when I thought he was already a great player last year, it feels like he's somehow gotten even better this year. It feels like he's just a better all-around player this year. What do you think he's improved the most this year as a senior?
Probably his on-field leadership. I think when he first got here, he was a good offensive player. And then the next year or two, he's developed into being a much better defensive player, which now I think he's a good defensive player. He's above average. And, but I think his understanding and leadership on the floor of how the game's supposed to flow, of what's expected from the guard position, especially leadership guard positions. And, I think that's probably just maturing for him mentally, and you know, and he's been willing to listen and learn and try to apply those things to his craft, and his game has taken another level for sure. So it's been really, really a joy to watch him develop and grow from where he was as a freshman till now.
Coach, your winners of your last seven games, what is there right now that you still want to improve? You've still got a lot of district play left. What is it you think this team still needs to get better at to make it to where they want to be?
Everything. I mean, we've got to have consistency on both ends. You know, I think we've still got to get some guys healed up and get their energy levels to where they need to be. You know, we've got to get Isaiah back. You know, Jace has been banged up and stiff and sore. He's getting better. It seems like every day, but he's not where he, 100% yet, physically. But, I think, you know, getting those guys back and then, just continue working on the things that we work on daily. And that's everything fundamentally, offensively through fundamentally defensively. It's just a continued process, and we'll continue climbing that hill till the season's over. But we'll just hope we're at the right spot when it gets tournament time, and we're clicking on all cylinders with all of our guys, and you know, then see what we can do when it comes tournament time.